used to call the curse of the preliminary round. Actually, I think it was many as a decade there. I think Armagh, their pump, was the only team come through and won an Ulster from there. And I suppose it's another thing Jim and them put the bed. They managed to do it as well. But certainly, I suppose, actually, looking at the last 4 years, for us being in a semi, a final, a quarter, and then a final last year, you know, the odds is kind of like not stacked against you, but it definitely makes your trip a lot more difficult, particularly when you look at the other provinces and how they can just, you know, walk through their provincial championships, whereas Donegal, you've got a huge tie against Tyrone, the winners playing Armagh. It just makes, if you look at All-Ireland as a whole, it makes it very difficult for Ulster teams.
Obviously, you've got the likes of Kerry and Cork who are being seeded in their championship straight on into semi-finals, and Donegal supporters, not just in the county, but in the rest of the country and further afield, are now all today calling for a change to the structure of the championship and maybe get the winners of Ulster seeded. Is that something that you agree with, Brendan?
Yeah, definitely. We're handicapping success in many ways, and I think it just is a complete Ulster story, and something has to change. But the problem is, it's the provincial councils that have to get this done, and none of them want to do it. So it's a difficult one. I really think the will has to come from the people and just put huge pressure on them. And you know, it probably depends on the setup of the team. As I say, in the last 4 years, we've had so much success. It's certainly now a Donegal team looking at, you know, a potential Ulster and All-Ireland. It makes it very difficult for them. And if you look at the likes of Tyrone now, who are desperate to win an Ulster, they're not thinking about anything else. So at their point in time, it probably doesn't bother them. They would love to beat us and go and win an Ulster title. It would be huge for Hart probably this last year. So I think you have issues. You see with different counties. You know, again, we are mad. They'd be mad they won an Ulster title. So it depends on how successful the county's been, and that's why there hasn't been a push by a lot of different teams to try and get it moved out of the way or moved on to an All-Ireland series, because so many teams, particularly the Ulster teams, even the likes of Monaghan, are still very keen to win Ulster first.
Obviously, there'll be a new man coming into to the position of manager in Donegal, and if you needed a challenge, there's certainly a tough one lying ahead now next summer for them.
Yeah, it's a huge one again. And I suppose a new man coming in Oisin again, as I say, would love to win an Ulster. That would be, in his first season to do that, would be massive. And I think therein lies the whole problem. The Ulster teams all want to still win this championship. So while it's, I suppose, a bit of a handicap to them then, if they go on runs in All-Ireland, because it takes a lot out of them, it still is the thing that they're gunning for every year. But as I say, we were looking at last year with Donegal having 4 training camps, and how there's so many big games involved in that. Whereas if you look at a Dublin now, I don't think they're going to need any training camps to walk Leinster. You know, Mayo, what, 5 titles in Connacht, and you'd think then in Munster, Kerry have one big game, really. So it just makes it very difficult for them teams. But depends how you look at us, and the new man's coming on, going to want to win an Ulster, and it'll certainly get the boys motivated early on. But in terms of a long summer of tough games, you know, you're playing Tyrone first. If you go over them, you're playing Armagh. You know, they're just becoming thick and fast all the way, and probably Monaghan are looking at it, you know, they're in a much more easy side of the draw, and say this is the thing, everybody wants to get in and win that Ulster first. But I just think with Donegal, the work they've put in the last 4 years, they could have done with being maybe in Monaghan's position now, and maybe taking it, not granted, but getting in the Ulster final without too much hassle. Unfortunately, that's not the way it's going to be.